This is Dr. Ali indicating a follow-up progress note. Patient name Short, SHORTS, Gloria, GLORIA, date of birth 2/23/1951, place Future Care Charge Village, date of service 12/2/2023. It's a comprehensive evaluation and follow-up. History of present illness. This is a 72-year-old female. Was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital. Patient is a multiple medical problem, pulmonary embolism on warfarin, recurrent DVT, AFib, and bilateral osteoarthritis of the knee. She came to the emergency room because her right knee pain had a fall the day before. Accident. Patient has small version fracture of infralateral aspect of the patella. Swelling of the knee, ecchymosis. INR was 1.6. Vitamin K given. Right knee patella fracture. Orthopedic consulted. Also the left knee joint effusion. Patient on November 4th noted of nausea, vomiting. She has a left femoral hernia with high-grade small bowel obstruction, suggestive of strangulation. Patient was taken to the OR by surgery and open left femoral hernia repair with mesh placement was done. Patient has bowel was dusky but perfused, PERFUSED, no bowel resection was done. Patient tolerated the procedure. Low potassium was given, potassium supplement. INR was monitored. Patient was followed by an orthopedic. And they gave knee immobilizer. Orthopedic recommendation, they were followed up. Patient has a wound bag placed. Wound bag was removed.
Okay. If you get disconnected, just go connect back.
You finished?
Adi. Take it. Yeah. I'm going to take a bit. Huh? No.
After stabilization, PET/OT done and patient was sent to subacute rehab. While in the rehab, patient is doing well. Today she doesn't have any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, nausea, vomiting.
Okay. Okay, Mary Anderson, 333
bed. Past medical history, morbid obesity, chronic lymphedema, hypertension, recent small bowel obstruction due to strangulated femoral hernia. Status post fall resulting in injury to the right knee with the patella fracture.
They have a chart of Anderson, Mary, Anderson,
333. Reverse system, headache, congenital, spasm, cough, cardiac, chest, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal pain, both legs, genital, urinary, hematuria, neuron, syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert.
No, it's not there.
Oriented M3, blood pressure 118/72, pulse 77, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 99%. Body weight 351 pounds. Head date metamorphic, isonectaric, and acceptable longevity, chest non tender, lungs are clear. Heart SMS 2, abdomen is soft, non tender, breast and positive extremities. Chronic edema, both legs. Neuro, she is awake, alert, we entered M3. Assessment, patient is admitted. To subacute rehab, progressive physical therapy, recent fall resulting in right knee patella fracture, next line. Left femoral hernia resulting in bowel obstruction, small bowel obstruction required surgery. Next line morbid obesity, next line hypertension, next line bilateral knee arthritis, chronic. Ambulatory dysfunction. History of anemia, history of asthma, allergies, singulair, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. We'll continue all her current medication. Patient is getting Alendronate 70 milligram every Monday, naloxone, opiate overdose, methocarbamol 500 milligram Q6 hour PRN, and Coumadin. For PE with dose adjustment as per PT and our monitoring reading, Lasix 20 milligram daily, albuterol / budesonide 2 puff Q4 hour PRN if needed, letanaprost eye drops, permiralax 17 gram daily, fluticasone /salometra 250/50, 1 puff BID, lidocaine patch 4% daily, meprazole 20 mg daily, gabapentin 300 mg TID, Turner 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hour, oxycodone 5 mg 2-6 hour PRN, ferrisphere 325 mg daily, lactulose 30 ml daily, then efficient syrup PRN. Patient warfarin dosing schedule as she get.
Let me check here.
As per monitoring of PT and dose adjustment. We'll continue all her current medications, follow up.
Yes, they received gastric one tablet and PCUC. So I have to change it to Monday.
Just change it to Monday.
The CBC VRP, so.
No, don't even three.
Recent PT 26.8, INR 2.5.
Cancel that altogether, just to CBC VRP on that. See if you have any vitamin D.
WBC count 4.7, hemoglobin 8.2, mercury 26.9. Patient is currently stable, will continue all the current medication, follow up CBC, BNP on Monday. Thank you.